Hi guys, welcome back to Victoria's Pronunciation Challenge. So today I want to talk to you guys more about creating value. So everything has its own value. And what is value? It is something that is important. But what is important enough to create value on its own? So for example, during COVID-19, there was a shortage of surgical masks, right? So when the demand is high and the supply is low, the price of the surgical masks increases, or like the value increases, right? I'm sure you've seen a lot of memes online that, you know, the way that you can show off that you're rich right now is to have like a handful of surgical masks, right? Okay. 就是今天会讲到就是价值这些东西，那我刚刚有讲到就是 when the demand is high, 需求高的时候呢，这个东西的价值就也会提升嘛。 So in today's video is about how instant noodles, aka ramen, is so precious in prisons. 就是讲到 instant noodles, 我觉得相信台湾人都知道 instant noodles 是多么的宝贵的东西啊，就是辣那什么泡面，对不对？然后但是因为在美国他们也会叫他们 ramen， 因为以前有个品牌他就是叫 ramen， 所以大家对他这个 instant noodles 的认知也会叫他为 ramen。 Okay, and maybe you've seen an episode in Brooklyn 99， 大家有看过吗？ Brooklyn 99， 我不知道中文叫什么耶，好像是什么菜鸟什么什么警察局还什么的 Brooklyn 99超级好笑，这是 one of my favorite TV shows。 然后呢在这个剧中有一集是在讲就是那个 Jake Peralta， 就是那个男主角嘛，他就是undercover 在 prison 里面，然后他为了要生存，所以他就是要帮里面的一个大头大，就是走私，好像是走私，不是毒品，走私就是 trade 这个 instant noodle。 然后最理想的 instant noodle 就是让那个老大非常就是觉得好啦收你为小弟的那一个口味，就是香辣牛肉口味，因为是 street flavor 就是在街上才吃得到的，然后不是 prison flavor， 就是 prison flavor 可能就是很无聊那种 chicken、就是很无聊的 pork 或什么样，就是没有这个香辣的口味，所以香辣口味的拉面or 香辣口味的泡面就完全提升了它的价值，对吧？在这个 episode 里面。 So okay, if you haven't seen Brooklyn 99, please go watch it, okay? I always get a good laugh watching it. Now let's get to our sentence. Because prisoners can't possess cash, they use objects to trade for other goods and services. Okay, one more time. Because prisoners can't possess cash,They use objects to trade for other goods and services. 因为在狱中，就是监狱中，不能持有现金，所以受刑人们用物品来换取商品或是服务。哎呦，什么样的服务啊？其实，就是你如果看过那一集，或者是有读过一本书叫做Prison Ramen 的话，其实你就可以知道了解到就是 Ramen 在 Prison 里面到底有多么的有价值，那就跟今天的影片有相关，所以大家如果有兴趣的话也可以去看今天的影片哦。 Let's move on to our pronunciation and intonation focus. 在这个句子呢，我通常会在 because 的地方上扬，因为我会想要强调接下来的一些单字或者是句子嘛，或者是我想要传达的讯息。 So because prisoners can't possess cash， 然后 possess 呢这边要小心咯，不要念成 poses， 因为 poses 是在拍 pose， 要就是拍照啊那类的 poses、因为它有 double s、所以呢它的 pronunciation 是 possess OK。 那在这个句子呢，我在念的时候我也会强调 objects to trade for other goods and services， 因为我们前 一段的句子说他们没有 catch 嘛，那是用什么呢？用 objects 去取代商品或服务，换取商品或服务。Okay, let's go to our let's go to our vocabulary number one. Prisoners, prisoner 就是犯人。那通常我们可以说 ，Oh, this person is being imprisoned. Imprisoned. That's imprisoned. It means that he or she is being locked up. So locked up.Is also a way to say when someone is going to jail. 诶，那 jail 跟 prison 有什么差别呢？通常 jail 会比较小一点，然后 jail 不代表他可能真的有错，所以呢 ，jail 通常也是有人去那边，然后是等人家就是付钱啊，就是那叫什么、释放金，付那个释放金，然后他就可以出来。When somebody is waiting for someone to bail you out of jail, 就是这个地方。但在 prison 的话，就是你已经可能已经上过法庭了。You already went to your trial, you went through your trial. 然后他们就已经 sentence 你一定要服刑。So then you're going to prison, okay? 所以jail 是去 prison 之前吧，可以这样，大概可以这样子理解。Okay, and this is my sentence for prisoner.Peralta was an undercover prisoner. Peralta 就是在 Brooklyn 99的主角，在剧里面呢有当过犯人的卧底。Peralta was an undercover prisoner. Undercover 就是卧底。Okay, let's go to number two. Possess. Possess 就是拥有或具有。He possesses 2 acres of land in Ireland.有听说过吗 ？He possesses 2 acres of land in Ireland. 他在爱尔兰拥有二英亩的土地。二英亩大概是多大呢？两英亩？这怎么念啊？中文好难哦。二英亩 ，OK， 英亩是多一个英亩约等于4047平方米。对，这是我刚刚查的。好 ，Let's move on.When you're using possess as a noun, it is called possession. Possession. That guy was arrested for drug possession. 这个人因为藏毒被逮捕了，被抓了。所以that guy was arrested for drug possession. He is going to jail. Okay, possess actually has also another way. It also means...影响、控制或支配 ，to take control over a person's mind, etc. 那我来介绍这部电影。In the movie The Exorcist, there is a woman that was possessed by demons. The Exorcist 就是驱魔师嘛，对不对？是不是有一个人就是那叫什么卡道音？然后你这时候就可以说 Are you possessed or something? Are you crazy?、通常这样讲真的是很夸张啦，所以最好不要跟人这样说。So, in the movie, the demon had control over the woman's mind and made her voice sounds like this. I want your life 之类的。Like, it's been processed through a voice changer. 这个时候你就可以说 Are you possessed or something? It sounds so weird. You sound so weird. Okay, let's move on to number three, which is services. Services. 那 service 呢，在名词的话是接待、招待或服务。那上礼拜呢，我去了一个墨西哥餐厅，它的服务超棒的。This Mexican restaurant that I went to last weekend had really great services. They would just fill up your salsa whenever you reach the bottom in your salsa bowl. Yeah, yeah, 没有啦，真的哪有一家餐厅这么佛心的？我刚刚讲的是说，当你的沙沙酱见底的时候，会立马帮你补好补满。对，没有。沙沙酱超好吃的 I love Mexican food OK 另外一个说法 To say service You can say it to an usually someone who is in the army OK 可以跟军人这样子说 Thank you for your service 不是在指说谢谢他们的服务比较像是在谢谢他们对国家的付出 Thank you for your service 对 好的，那么另外一个最后一个我要补充的呢，就是 served 就是它的动词，就是提供提供的意思 to provide food or drinks。 那在剧中呢， Jake and Amy asked for their drinks to be served in coconuts so that it would make them feel more like they are on their honeymoon rather than being undercover。 在剧中 Jake 和 Amy 要求他们的饮料是用椰子的容器装的，然后这样感觉起来比较像是在度蜜月，不是在当卧底。